year, we go on a trip every 2 years. Every other year, we go on a trip. And this year, we decided to go to Kentucky/Cincinnati. We visited the Ark in Kentucky. We also went on a riverboat ride. And I would say that's on the whole Ohio River. So it's in between both Cincinnati and Kentucky. We went to gem mining. We went to the went to an experience where we went, like, it was like the zoo. They enjoyed that a lot. And we went to a place called, it's on the tip of my tongue, Skyline Chili. Mm. Now, it's somewhere we went and ate. Now, the chili was different. It had cinnamon in it.
Oh.
Okay.
And we also went to a Cincinnati Reds game, which was very, very good game. A very good game. It was 0-0 into the bottom of the ninth, and the Reds gave up 4 home runs in the ninth. Oh. but it was something we hadn't seen before. I had never been to an official MLB game, so it was very fun, and they really enjoyed it.
That's exciting. Really enjoyed
it. How many people went on the trip?
We had a total of 32 of our individuals and 11 of our staff. So, yeah, 43 people total. No, wait, yeah, 43 people.
That's a big group.
Big group.
Yes, sir, Van.
Yeah. No, excuse me for a minute. I figured, no, I was wanting to listen to car wash, but I said, not on the river. This is, doesn't make any sense, you know, just about. But I just want to listen to Proud Mary would be the best song to listen to on
on the river.
That's right. So that's why we played Proud Mary going into the interview, because Gregory and Van, who we're going to talk to in a second, they both went on the trip, said that that was their one of their most Great favorite song. Experiences
yes.
from the trip was listening to Proud Mary going down that riverboat cruise.
Well, Van, let's start with you. His name is Van Thompson. This was your exactly. first Max Abilities trip.
It was.
And what was your takeaway? What was your favorite part?
Just taking the bus up there. I mean, I've never had been on a huge bus like that before in my life. But it was a big bus, and you could look at the TV set up there, and look, we're on TV right now. Are we going to be on TV tonight?
Yes, you'll be on. You're on television now, and you'll continue to be on television on all of our social media platforms. But you're good. You're a big star, so you should be used to this. What did you experience at the Ark? Tell us, what was your favorite part there?
The Ark was wonderful. I looked at just all this different pottery what they have had made a long, long time ago. And, of course, I had to help a girl in a wheelchair to roll it, because I know a lady named Kelly, you know, at the workshop, you know mm-hmm. her. So we took her on the trip, and I just asked her if she was getting tired of rolling that wheelchair, because it was hard to go all the way up it, but we did make it.
Because that Ark is so big. I mean, it's the true size.
That's the hugest thing I've ever have seen.
Was it impressive?
It was.
How would you describe it to people, Van? Like, if no one's, like, Lucas and I have never mm-hmm. been to the Ark. So what would you say about the Ark that maybe would get us to go there?
Well, it was just a big old ship type of a thing that we were on, and it was great.
Do they have live animals there?
We went to see them somewhere else by the next day. I think that's about right, Greg, maybe 2 or 3 yeah. days later on.
Yeah. We were at the zoo.
When we went to the zoo there.
But they had like
simulated kind of
animals there okay. where you can see what type of animals was on the Ark mm-hmm. at that time, and they, you know, because everybody wondered how could you get that many animals, and they broke that down, and we was wondering where everything went when the animals, you know, how they got through and everything. It was nice. And
when you got to see the Bible story come to life,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
First 11 chapters of the Bible was talked about.
Gregory Robinson, you've been on several Maxability trips. In addition to visiting the Ark, you again went to the Cincinnati Reds baseball game, and Regis already told us the score was 0-0 all the way up to the ninth inning. Yeah. But what was your favorite part of the baseball game?
My favorite part of the baseball game was I can't even remember.
You had so much fun.
So much fun.
It, yeah. But Souvenirs. I like the whole thing.
Souvenirs and taking pictures.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, taking pictures, and they had a little snack over there.
Oh, a lot of food. You got to eat a lot of food when you're at a baseball game.
I didn't even get a chance to eat nothing.
Oh.
I didn't either, but just to have a cup of ice cream, at least that was something right here. Yeah.
Did they serve it up in a little baseball hat?
They threw it up in a little cup.
In a cup, okay.
Yeah. It was in a cup. I don't remember now.
And then, Gregory, what souvenirs did you bring back with you?
I had a nice cup.
A nice cup.
Yeah, and, a big souvenir cup.
And a shirt.
Yep.
Same shirt he got.
Now, Van and Gregory, I also heard that y'all got to make a pit stop at Bucky's.
We did.
Yes, we did.
We got some souvenirs at Bucky's, and I've got my shirt at home ready to be worn after. Well,
it was a big old store.
Anyway, it was a good trip. Though I don't want to talk about anything bad about this weekend where we're going to have to go to next. Should I go ahead and just say it?
It's okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
If it doesn't live up to the experience of the arc and the baseball game, we don't want to hear about it.
That's the way I'm going to put it.
Just have your positive memories there. Van, explain to our audience where you work, because you'll go to work after this interview today.
I work at Harris Teeter on Sillanese Road. Mm-hmm. I used to work at Bilo in York for many of years. I stayed 19 years at Bilo in York on East Liberty Street. Mm-hmm. Then when we found out that my mom had congestive heart failure, I had to move over to these apartments over here when she died. I'm doing great now.
Well, you'll be at work today from noon to 4, and you are in the front of the store?
I'm in running the store the whole time, or not unless if I have to go in the bathroom or something somewhere. But the fun part is bagging the groceries for everybody. And sometime after I got there, well, I won Bagger of the Month in the grocery store.
Well, that's great, Van.
Look at that, Van.
I know. I just have not gotten over that one yet. So it might happen one day again.
Of course.
That's amazing.
That's great.
They gave me a gift. It was just like Gatorade and just Goldfish crackers and just whatever they gave me. It was packaged.
That is so amazing.
Well, bagging groceries is an art. So
yes,
because you also have to talk to people while you do it, and so you're doing you're doing a lot at one time.
Yep, you got to separate your cold items from your warm items and your milk and egg. That's a whole science. So
I'm going to tell you about the meats and all that have been cooked. You know. And I do this with the cold and, with the chicken and the red meat. I put them in separate bags so they don't contaminate each other, though. And I put the chicken rotisserie, I put it in a chicken in a bag and the second bag, too, because, it will never get removed in a car wash, I'm afraid. You can take your car by there to see if they can remove the odor out of the old smell of that juice from the rotisserie chicken.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I know you know because everybody goes to Harris Teeter before 4 o'clock to get those rotisserie chickens. Because if you don't get there by 4:30, Van, guess what? You don't have dinner, right?
Right.
That's right.
Man, well, speaking of chicken, Gregory, tell our audience where you work.
Well, I just started working at Bojangles at Herlong.
Okay, Herlong. And then when are you back on the clock?
And I start 8 to 1, but when I get done early, the boss send me home early.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And today is buttermilk biscuit day, Gregory, so you might be busy at the Bojangles.
Well, really, I don't think I'm going to Bojangles today.
You're not going to Bojangles today?
They tell me not on the schedule because it's raining.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Let someone else make those buttermilk biscuits for a change. How about that?
Well, you can tell them you need a rain check for tomorrow. How about that?
Right.
Well, these are just two of our friends from Max Abilities of York County, Gregory Robinson and Van Thompson, as well as Regis Williams. He's one of the recreation coordinators for Max Abilities. And thank you all three for sharing your experience with our audience. We have been so invested in this trip that we could not wait to catch up with you. And your stories did not disappoint. So thank you so much for letting us know about that. We do want to give you a quick save the date reminder. The 10th annual Bounce Out the Stigma Basketball Camp is going to take place once again at Winthrop Coliseum, June the 16th through the 19th. And our good friend Michelle Schaefer with Max Abilities, when she comes back on in June, she'll give us more details. But Regis, Gregory, and Van, all three, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Very, very well. Appreciate it. It is 7.